Good evening. You're watching Left, Right and Centre. All 41 men trapped underground in a tunnel in Uttarakhand's Silkyara were rescued late Tuesday, beginning the home stretch of a frantic 17-day multi-agency op that relied in the final stretch on the banned manual rat hole mining technique employed after high-tech machines or augers failed to drill through the nearly 60 metres of rock that had threatened to bury the workers. The extraction process took some time to allow each worker to re-acclimatize to surface conditions where the temperature is around 14 degrees Celsius at this time. The workers were brought out on specially modified stretchers. These were lowered manually down a 2-meter wide pipe inserted into holes drilled into the hillside. The images that you see are part of what has been a dramatic set of events over the last one and a half hours. The great news over here is that after 17 days, more than 2 weeks, all 41 workers inside that mine in Uttarkashi in Uttarakhand are out. I'm now joined by my colleague Nita, who's got the very latest with us. Nita, what is the condition of the men who've been rescued?
Vishnu, as we could all see, all of them seemed very fine. They are hale and hearty. When we were speaking to the doctors also, when I was there at outside Silkyara Tunnel, who was speaking to them constantly, they used to tell us that they are fine because even the psychiatrist was speaking to them and regular doctors were also keeping a check on their health parameters. So when they were rolled out, the vitals were checked, but now they are being shifted to this Chilyani Saur District Hospital, all 41 of them. Each one is accompanied by a family member and also a nodal officer. So they would be taken to the Silkyara Tunnel, where again basic things, basic parameters would be checked, and if need be, they would be airlifted to AIIMS Rishikesh, and if not, they would let go. They would be asked to go to their homes. The family members are obviously relieved. Out of these 41, you know, most of them were in their 20s and in their 30s. Interestingly, Vishnu, one of the workers who was trapped this time also was a worker who has been trapped 3 times. So this was his 3rd time, and he was one of the boys who was acting as a ringleader, who was keeping the group together, trying to motivate the entire group. And the biggest thing, the help which actually helped all the people was the BSNL line, which was established by the administration. The trapped workers regularly spoke to their families, spoke to them as to what they ate, what they did the entire day, how was everyone at home. So obviously, they mentally, they were very sound, and even health-wise, their parameters were okay. Vishnu?
ये वो लोग हमारे साथ मौजूद है जिन्होंने वादा किया था कि 24 घंटे से पहले उनको निकाल के लाएंगे, और ये रेड माइनर्स और ये जो हाथों से खुदाई करके अंदर पहुंचे हैं, सबसे पहले किस तरह का रिएक्शन था जैसे आप अंदर पहुंचे?
जैसे हम अंदर पहुंचे, वो लोग देखते के साथ ही हमें खुश हो गए और उनसे ज्यादा हम खुश हो गए।
आप कहां से आए हैं?
दिल्ली से।
नाम क्या है?
फिरोज कुरैशी।
अच्छा फिरोज, कितना टफ था अंदर काम करना, और अब उनकी हालत कैसी है?
हालत तो एकदम फिट है वो, एकदम बेहतरीन, किसी को कुछ भी नहीं है, खाना पीना एकदम उनके पास स्टॉक रखा था। अभी
सेहत तो तुम्हारी भी ठीक लग रही है और बिल्कुल तंदुरुस्त?
ऐसे ही वो है सर।
ऐसे ही है
बोलो।
अच्छा, क्या खुशी थी उनके बेचारे में जैसे आपको देखा?
बिल्कुल, बहुत ज्यादा खुशी थी, बहुत ज्यादा।
आपका नाम क्या है?
देवेंद्र।
देवेंद्र कहाँ से आए?
जिला बुलंदशहर से।
अच्छा, कितना मुश्किल था और इस काम को करके कितनी खुशी? आप पे बहुत नजरें थी कि आखिरी वो क्षण थे जिसको करना आपने था।
बढ़िया करा था हमने, कोई दिक्कत नहीं आई हमें, बढ़िया तरीका से उनके दौरे पहुंचे हैं। उन्हें पहुंचते ही उन्होंने ना बहुत खुशी मनाई, हमारे से गले मिले बहुत, उन्होंने बादाम बादाम भी खिलाए हैं।
अच्छा, बादाम भी खिलाया है। आप हीरो बन चुके हो, आप ही की वजह से वो लोग आए, बहुत सबने मेहनत करी है, लेकिन जो आखिरी क्षण थे वो बहुत महत्वपूर्ण थे। कैसा लग रहा है और किस तरीके से
लग रहा है?
कटिंग कितना था वहाँ पे?
कटिंग 1500। 15 मीटर।
15 मीटर?
हाँ जी।
ज्यादा था?
नहीं, ज्यादा नहीं था।
अच्छा, अंदर जो मिले, जो लोग थे वो 41 लोग, वो आप लोगों को देखकर, आपकी जो टीम है पूरी, कैसा लगा और किस तरीके?
हम भी उन्होंने को देख के खुश हो गए थे सर, वो हमें देख के खुश हुए थे, हम उन्होंने को देख के खुश हो गए थे।
आपने बताया कि बहुत बड़ा काम किया, आपको लग रहा है?
जी,
पूरा पूरा देश आपके लिए वो कर रहा है कि आपने बहुत बड़ा काम किया।
जी 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 सर।
आपका सर नाम?
सर मेरा नाम वकील हसन है।
आप इनके?
और मैं टीम लीडर हूँ सर इनका।
अच्छा, टीम लीडर है।
यस सर।
ये लोग कहाँ से आए, और क्योंकि आज पूरा देश इनको देख रहा है, और ये वो लोग थे जो आखिरी 20 प्रतिशत कठिन था, जो उम्मीदें डांगे इन्होंने पूरा किया
जी। बिल्कुल सर, इन्होंने इतनी ज्यादा मेहनत करी है कि सरिया काट के, पाइप काट के, जिस तरीके से ये लोग आगे गए हैं उन्हें निकालने के लिए। लेकिन एक चीज बहुत कमाल की, हमारे अंदर भी तो जज्बा ऐसा था कि उन्हें निकाल के लेके आना ही है। ये हमारे लिए एक तरह अपॉर्चुनिटी क्या, ये लाइफ में एक चांस था हमारे लिए, और ये किसी किसी को मिल पाता।
मैंने जब इनसे शुरू में बात करी थी तो इन्होंने वादा किया था कि अब हम आ गए, जब हम तभी बाहर निकलेंगे जब उनको लेके आएंगे।
बिल्कुल सर, हमने है ना ये कर लिया था अपहरण की 24 घंटे हमें नॉन स्टॉप काम करना है और उन्हें लेके बाहर आना है। और ये
ऑलराइट, नुकुल जसोरिया माय कॉलीग जॉइंस अस नाउ एज़ वी सी दीज़ एम्बुलेंसेस। लेट्स गो अहेड नुकुल, टेल अस व्हाट्स हैपनिंग बिहाइंड यू।
You are seeing right now in the visuals of here, in the visuals right now at in our screen at NDTV, you can see here, these are the ambulances which are taking in batches. So there are six ambulances which you have just seen in these visuals, and these ambulances, they are going towards Chichiliani Sod, and we come to you from Uttarakashi. And we are standing between the tunnel site and Chiliani Sod Hospital. These are the ambulances which have just arrived. They've crossed here from after being rescued, and the workers are being taken towards Chiliani Sod Hospital. And these are the visuals that we have seen from from our camera. We are standing here, and in the middle from Chiliani Sod Hospital and from the tunnel site where the workers have been rescued, Chief Minister Pushkar Dhami continues to be there at the tunnel site. And what we are gathering so far is that the ambulances which are also being sent in batches from the tunnel site, and they are going towards the Chiliani Sod Hospital.
All right, could you just give us an idea of the final few moments before these workers were pulled out? It was the rat miners who actually were able to get through to them. Tell us what exactly was happening. Nukul, can you hear me? All right, we've lost that line with Nukul Jasoria. We'll come back to him in a moment. Let me just describe these pictures which came in a little while back. The Chief Minister of Uttarakhand, Mr. Dhami, also General V.K. Singh, the Senior Minister. They were in and out of the tunnel complex over the last couple of hours. Finally, there was word that came in that in about 15 to 20 minutes, they would be rescued. I'm now joined by a member of the National Disaster Management Authority, General Atta Hasnain. General, thanks very much for being with us. The last push, sir, to get these men out, we don't really know what happened, the circumstances. Tell us as we bring these pictures to our viewers.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for inviting me for this program. Since yesterday when we gave out the reports that we had gone to 247 meters with the help of the auger, and the auger machine was stuck. Of course, all the extrication of the broken parts of the auger machine was carried out by yesterday afternoon. And thereafter, the manual effort started with the help of the so-called rat miners, who are tremendous people, absolutely. They, the army engineers, and the people from the NHDICL themselves, all of them were there. They started this effort, and actually they beat my expectations. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that this would progress at the rate of about 2 to 3 meters in about 18-20 hours, but they managed to do 10 meters in a period of less than 18 hours. And there were impediments in the way. They came across metal parts, they did come across some concrete blocks, etc., but they managed to cut through them and carry on forward. All this, the challenging part was, is done under conditions of very, very cramped working conditions inside those pipes. And they finally managed to get through. The final effort, additional 2 meters virtually had to be pushed of the meat of the pipe, mm-hmm. had to be pushed across so that the mouth of the tunnel would then appear sufficiently on the other end. That happened in the late part of the evening. And then, of course, once that had been done and the stability had been achieved, then the NDRF personnel, the paramedics, etc., went in, and they enabled this movement, outward movement, which has taken place faster than what was estimated. We had estimated about 3 to 5 minutes per individual to come out, but they beat that record virtually as like a record, and brought out all 41 in almost a little less than an hour and a half. So there we are. It's a huge monumental effort which has gone into this by the Government of India, all its agencies, under the leadership of the Honorable Prime Minister.
General, what is the condition of the men who've been rescued?
May I? Sorry, I couldn't get you there.
The condition of the men who've been rescued.
Oh, yeah. First of all, I'm not fully aware of whether anyone is medically challenged at the moment, but there is enough infrastructure there to ensure that they go through a full medical process. I will just remind you that initially it was the tunneling which was going on, the manual effort which was going on. For the next 2 hours, it is the NDRF which had taken over the complete responsibility of the pullout of the men. And now it is the medical authorities, Uttarakhand State Health Department, which has got all these facilities laid out there. Infrastructure in the sense, 80 meters away from the pileup of the debris.
All right, General, I'm just interrupting you for half a second. Stay on with us. We've got the Uttarakhand Chief Minister and General B.K. Singh addressing the media. Let's listen in.
मैं सबसे पहले तो बाबा भोकनाथ जी को नमन करता हूँ।
भैया नीचे कर यार, क्या कर रहा है?
ये उनकी कृपा से ये आज एक बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण काम।
मोबाइल नीचे करो।
जिसमें हमारे श्रमिक भाई 16 दिनों से भी लगातार अंदर संघर्ष कर रहे थे और पूरा देश उनके लिए बाहर संघर्ष कर रहा था। इस पूरे अभियान में लगे हुए सभी कर्मचारियों को, सभी कार्मिकों को, सभी विशेषज्ञों को, सभी हमारे वैज्ञानिकों को, सभी भारत सरकार की संस्थाओं को और एक एक व्यक्ति, हमारा एक एक व्यक्ति जो मीडिया से भी थे, उन समेत मैं सबका धन्यवाद करता हूं कि इस बहुत ही कठिन और चुनौतीपूर्ण काम को सभी लोगों ने अपना सहयोग प्रदान किया। और बहुत चुनौतीपूर्ण काम होते हुए भी प्रातःकाल और शाम दोनों टाइम हमारे प्रधानमंत्री आदरणीय मोदी जी लगातार इस रेस्क्यू अभियान की हमसे सभी लोगों से लगातार जानकारी करते थे। लगातार अपना जो सहयोग देना था, जो उनका एक संबल था और उनका जो एक सहयोग और हम लोगों को जो भरोसा था और जो उन्होंने, मैं कहूं व्यक्तिगत रूप से, उन्होंने मुझे एक काम भी दिया हुआ था, ये ड्यूटी दी थी कि किसी भी तरीके से इन सबको, सबका समन्वय करते हुए बाहर निकालना है। तो उनका अगर संबल न होता, उनका इतना जिस प्रकार से आज भारत सरकार की सारी हमारी एजेंसियां इस काम में लगी, तो निश्चित रूप से जो कठिन काम भी हमारे लिए आसान हो गया। मैं उनका भी धन्यवाद करता हूं कि और अभी भी उन्होंने, जैसे ही हमारे सभी श्रमिक भाई बाहर आए, उनका अभी दूरभाष पर फोन आया था और उन्होंने कहा कि सभी को मेडिकल उनका चेकअप ठीक से करना है, उनके परिजनों की सबकी कुशल क्षेम जानी, उनकी चिंता करनी है, उनके घरों तक ले जाने की उनकी व्यवस्था करनी है। सभी प्रकार से उन्होंने संपूर्ण चिंता करने का काम किया है। हमारे और भी सभी लोग इस काम में लगे हुए थे और विशेषकर से उत्तराखंड के हमारे सभी देवी देवताओं का भी, मैं उनको भी नमन करता हूं कि उन्होंने बहुत काम किया। हमारे राष्ट्रीय जो सड़क परिवहन मंत्रालय है, उसमें आदरणीय गडकरी जी भी बीच में आए, उन्होंने भी यहां पर हर तरीके से इसको देखा और हमारे जनरल बीके सिंह जी, इनका मैं विशेष रूप से सबकी तरफ से और उत्तराखंड वासियों की तरफ से इनका मैं धन्यवाद इसलिए करता हूं कि एक कैंप बनाकर लगातार यहां पर रहे और एक दिन भी इन्होंने यहां से कभी ये नहीं सोचा कि मैं यहां से कहीं बाहर जाऊं और इस कठिन काम को, लोगों को लगातार संबल प्रदान करने का काम, उनको प्रोत्साहन करने का काम और पूरा हमारा जहां सभी एजेंसियां लगी हुई थी वहीं पीएमओ के भी सभी अधिकारी अपने अपने तरीके से इस पूरे अभियान को अपना सहयोग प्रदान कर रहे थे, योगदान प्रदान कर रहे थे। आगे आने वाले समय में हम ये जो जितने भी हमारे इस प्रकार के टनल उत्तराखंड के अंदर चल रहे हैं, उन सभी की समीक्षा भी करेंगे और वैसे तो भारत सरकार ने इसमें सेफ्टी ऑडिट कर दिया है, जिससे आगे निकट भविष्य में हमको इस प्रकार की किसी परेशानियों का सामना न करना पड़े। मैं सभी श्रमिक भाइयों को उनके उज्ज्वल भविष्य के लिए, उज्ज्वल जीवन के लिए, मैं उनको सबको शुभकामनाएं देता हूं, उनके परिजनों को भी, उनको भी शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। और लगातार इतना कठिन चुनौतीपूर्ण काम, जिसमें आपने देखा कि ऑगर मशीन मंगाई गई और पहले इंदौर से मंगाई गई, हैदराबाद से मंगाई गई और जिस प्रकार से मशीन बार बार अंदर टूट जा रही थी, जिस प्रकार से फंस जा रही थी, वहां पर गडर आ जा रहे थे, तमाम हार्ड रॉक आ जा रही थी, उसके कारण से वो बार बार रुक रही थी। लेकिन जो हमारे दिल्ली जल बोर्ड के और गोरखपुर से जो नीचे जाकर मैनुअल माइनिंग करने वाले थे, उन सभी का भी मैं अपनी ओर से धन्यवाद भी करता हूं, उनका मैं अभिनंदन करना चाहता हूं। मैं सभी से एक एक से अभी मिला हूं और उन मजदूर भाइयों से भी मिला हूं जो बाहर निकलकर आए हैं। सभी लोगों ने कहा कि हमको हर संभव, कभी भी अंदर किसी प्रकार की परेशानी नहीं हुई। निश्चित रूप से ये हम लोगों के लिए एक बहुत सुकून वाली बात है कि इतना बड़ा एक आपदा आने के बाद भी सारे लोग जो है सकुशल बाहर निकल
पाए।
सभी देखे अलग अलग थे, जैसे कि अंदर विशेष रूप से जो हमारी शुरू से बात हो रही थी उसमें सबा अहमद, गब्बर सिंह और अखिलेश, तीन इनके जो टीम लीडर थे उनसे लगातार हमारी बात हो रही थी। उसके बाद आने वाले सभी लोगों से लगातार बात हुई है, सभी पूरे देश भर के जितने भी मजदूर भाई उसके अंदर थे सभी को, सभी ने स्वयं ही आकर, चूंकि उनके लिए बहुत ही भावुक क्षण था, लेकिन उसके बावजूद भी उन्होंने कहा कि हमको किसी परेशानी का कोई सामना नहीं। देखिए उनको मैं बता रहा हूँ, उनको उन्होंने ये कहा कि मैंने कहा आप लोगों को अंदर किसी प्रकार की कुछ चिंता तो नहीं हो रही थी, उन्होंने कहा नहीं, शुरू के दिनों में जरूर हमको चिंता हुई, लेकिन उसके बाद से जब आपसे बात हो गई, अन्य सभी लोगों से लगातार कम्युनिकेशन होने लगा, तो हमको पूरा भरोसा हो गया था कि आप लोग हमारी चिंता कर रहे हैं और हम अंदर नहीं रहेंगे, हम बाहर निकलेंगे।
सर, मैं सर सवाल ये है कि क्या आप जो जो रेस्क्यू करने गए हैं,
नहीं वो अच्छा प्रश्न पूछा, मैं बता रहा हूँ, एक मिनट इन्होंने जो पूछा मैं बताता हूँ। देखिए ऐसा है, नहीं अरे पहले अरे इन्होंने जब पूछा नहीं बता रहा हूँ। देखिए ऐसा है, ये सब लोगों ने बैठ के तय किया था कि जो सबसे छोटे होंगे उनको सबसे पहले निकाला जाएगा और जो टीम लीडर हैं वो पांच लोग वो सबसे अंत में निकले हैं। हाँ, एज में और जो भी क्राइटेरिया बनाया गया था
सर, सबको निकाल लिया गया है, सबको निकाल
नहीं, जिस दिन देखिए ये 16 तारीख को जिस दिन ये अभियान तेजी से चल रहा था और लगभग 24 मीटर के आसपास पहुंच गया था, अचानक वाइब्रेशन तेज होने लगा और मशीन भी अंदर जाकर फंस गई। वो मोमेंट बहुत ही कठिन था और चूंकि उस दिन मैं एक कार्यक्रम के बाद मैं जैसे ही भोजन करने को जाने वाला था 3:30 बजे और मुझे जैसे सूचना मिली तो वो मुझे एकदम से बहुत बड़ा मुझे एक झटका जैसा लगा, लेकिन मेरा ईश्वर पर और बाबा बौखनाथ पर पूरा भरोसा था कि वो निश्चित रूप से सबका जीवन बचाएंगे, सबको सुरक्षित बाहर निकालेंगे और उनका आशीर्वाद।
और उनको पूछ ले दो,
तमाम मजदूर पूछिए अब आगे की प्रक्रिया क्या होगी।
देखिए
अभी उनको अस्पताल भेजा जाएगा, 24 घंटे के ऑब्जर्वेशन रखा जाएगा और उनको घर भेजा जाएगा।
देखिए ऐसा है कि अभी वो सारे के सारे एक लंबी चूंकि हवा पानी और एक अलग वातावरण से बाहर आए हैं, तो अभी जो डॉक्टरों की सलाह होगी उसके आधार पर ही हम लोग काम करेंगे, उसके आधार पर उसके बाद उनको घर भेजना होगा या जो भी करना।
ऑलराइट जनरल हसनैन, लेट मी जस्ट कम बैक टू यू एट दिस स्टेज। यू नो इट्स बीन अ वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट टाइम फॉर एवरीबडी एक्चुअली मॉनिटरिंग दिस एंटायर प्रोसेस एज वेल। देयर वाज सो मच इनिशियल मोमेंटम एंड देन दैट मोमेंटम केम टू अ हॉल्ट व्हेन दैट ऑगर मशीन ब्रोक। कुड यू टेल अस नाउ समथिंग व्हिच यू हैव नॉट टोल्ड अस बिफोर, द टेंशन, द स्ट्रेस एट द वेरी हाईएस्ट लेवल्स when you all realized that, oh no, this is now going to be taking much more time and we need a backup plan as well?
Well, I can share this with you, Vishnu, that right from the beginning, the approach adopted was that, or the concept adopted was that we will have a multilateral approach, which meant that we were having five options before us. We were trying to enable the resources for that. Some of the resources have not even reached till today. Right? But we had five options. We added a sixth option to it. And all of them were workable options, but in grades, they were one more difficult than the other. For example, even at the moment we are talking, the 46 meters of the top-down drilling was achieved by this evening. And we had put a stop to it only to resume in case we failed again here. So So there was always alternatives, options, plan Bs were always available right through. But not to say that disappointment was not there. But the time when the auger machine started to break down, I was very hopeful that it will get repaired again. We should have had the capability to repair it. But then I realized that it had overworked itself. It had overheated. There were parts which were broken. That was the time when I think the presence of having General V.K. Singh on the spot made such a difference, where he could speak, get resources going, the Magna cutters, the laser cutters, the plasma cutters from different parts of the country, identify them, get the NDMA to get the resources of the Indian Air Force to immediately come in, speak to the Prime Minister's office, bring the Principal Secretary into it, who would immediately gave orders to open up all the resources. It made a huge difference. Everyone was in his position at all times. Everyone was on his mobile phone. Of course, mobile technology makes such a difference. And WhatsApp groups, there were lots of WhatsApp groups functioning from the tunnel. There were WhatsApp groups within Delhi. The important thing was, there was one perception on the ground there, and there was another perception standing back from the ground. Mm-hmm. We all took a larger view of it here and made sure that we did not get disappointed at any stage. You could make out that on the spot there, the disappointment and the sentiments were very evident. And that happens when you are on the ground with operations. But if you are standing back, the larger decision making must be taken absolutely shorn of any sentiments.
General, you know, there were multiple agencies that were involved in the rescue operation. There were also foreign experts who came in and you know, who had some very sound technical advice for you. And these were world-class experts. Before we talk about the others, what was their role?
You see, there's no doubt about it that the day one, when you realize the intensity of the challenges which we were facing, we realized that it can't be a standalone effort. There was experience around the world which existed, and people who were experts in this, who probably had done multiple such operations in different other parts of the world. Here in India, we could find experts who may have perhaps constructed a tunnel or perhaps carried out one rescue, but that was not sufficient. That was the reason why immediately an access was made online to all these resources. And they're enabling them to fly in. Some of them didn't even have flights available anywhere nearby. They took all roundabout routes to reach Delhi and were taken by the fastest means. They were taken up to Uttarkashi. So their role has been immense. And you see, they were the people to whom one could go back in the face of disappointments. You saw this many times, Mr. Dix himself, being interviewed and stating very clearly that he is appreciating the kind of all of government approach. He's appreciating the efforts to save people, save lives, make sure that least risk is taken. But at the same time, he was promising that this rescue will succeed ultimately. Yeah. I think that approach and attitude helped us all.
General, you know, at the end of the day, it was the rat miners, and we banned rat mining in India for various reasons. But it's that scale of people literally scrambling with spades in their hands and tools and implements and getting at the debris and pulling it all out that saved the day. Could you tell us a little bit about the final set of rescuers?
Well, it was the last 10 meters, as I said earlier, which was left to them. And frankly saying, I did not expect this to go through so fast. I had no idea. I could not appreciate the capability of the rat miners, that the manner in which they can go ahead. The confidence which was being exuded by them. Yesterday on television, some of them were speaking, showing absolutely a nonchalant kind of an attitude, as if this hardly mattered. They were just willing to go in with anything. No special tools as such. They took in the basic cutters, etc. The ability to work under those conditions in heat, without light of course was, artificial light was being provided, but cramped conditions to do this kind of work, it is their experience of years which came in handy. You see, soldiers can do it, lots of other people can do it, but the speed with which these people can work, I think is absolutely something exemplary completely. So they are the ones who really made the difference in the end.
General Hasnain, where did you find these miners?
I'm sorry, I couldn't get you there.
Where did you find these rat miners?
Oh,
did you fly them in?
I am told that an accident, you see, the search for talent was being made all over. And everyone was putting it out. There were people, there was an open line, as I said, completely for anyone to ring in. A lot of people called. I don't know who offered their services, who offered the kind of suggestions, etc. I couldn't record it myself. But obviously someone suggested this and someone took it very seriously. And obviously that led to bringing these people. Some of them are from Delhi, I am aware. And the work in urban areas here, making a lot of difference to the local sanitation and things like that. They are the ones who really are the heroes of this, whole episode.
Without a doubt. General, one or two questions. We were discussing this 2 days back as well. You know, we are here talking, you know, and we're all relieved. It has to do a lot with that water pipeline, which was there. It has a lot to do with electricity being present inside the tunnel and your ability to get in food. Again, how were these key steps without which we would not be having this conversation today?
I think it was a God-given thing which happened, very divine. And in the mountains, and I'm from the Garhwal Rifles. My men we always believe in this divine intervention. I think when this whole thing came down crashing, the one thing which survived was this pipeline, which was actually a compressor pipeline to drive some of the equipment on compressed air. Now that is the pipeline which became the lifeline for the first few days. Thereafter, of course, a deliberate effort to probe. A six inch effort was made to create a 6 inch pipeline through. When that 6 inch was achieved, redundancy was not there. We had the 4 inch, we had the 6 inch. An attempt was being made to make a vertical lifeline also. But this 6 inch pipeline proved to be ultimately the savior. Because it's through this that the food, the clothing, the communication line which went in, all this made a huge difference.
Yep.
I'll have to withdraw now
thanks,
because
General,
I was about to thank you.
I was about to thank you. Thanks very much,
sir,
for being
with
us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Stressful times for all of us indeed. Thanks very much, sir. General VK Singh has been speaking. We'll try and get his reaction in a moment. I'm joined by Dr. Sudhir Krishna, former Secretary of Ministry of Urban Development, Brigadier Vinod Datta, former senior consultant at the National Institute of Disaster Management, Atul Sati, an activist and convener at the Joshimath Bachao Sanghash Samiti, Ravi Kant, the executive director the ex-director of AIIMS, Rishikesh, to look at the health concerns, and Dr. Jagdish Sahu, the government committee to frame guidelines for tunnels. Dr. Sahu, let me come to you first. What has the learning experience here been?
It was a huge effort. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you for inviting. It was a huge effort, and complete government machinery came started working as a cohesive unit, which is great actually. But the main learning from this is that such accidents should not happen again in the future. And for that, we need to have the proper safety mechanism while doing the construction. We should also do the proper site investigation, find out which kind of ground we have. And third thing is, while excavating the tunnel, you should have a feedback mechanism that where you have got the weak rock, then you should give the feedback to the designer, and he can tell you that support which has been already designed should be modified. So these are some of the things which I think need to be improved from the point of view of tunnel construction.
Atul Sati, the Himalayas are a young range. Construction in the Himalayas is often very, very difficult, particularly in Uttarakhand, road construction, tunnel construction, and yet we have demands. How do we balance the requirements to actually improve infrastructure with what nature tells us, that there is only so much that you can do in these areas?
धन्यवाद ये खुशी इस बात की है कि ये लोग सुरक्षित बाहर आ गए हैं
जी
लेकिन इस पूरे एपिसोड से इस पूरे ऑपरेशन से जो सबक हमको लेने चाहिए वो तो यही है कि हमने पहले भी एक्सपीरियंसेस हुए हैं 2021 की आपदा, 2013 की आपदा, इससे पहले अभी हिमाचल में आपदा, उससे पहले सिक्किम में अभी अक्टूबर के महीने में, तो ये लगातार हिमालय में जो विकास के कार्य हो रहे हैं, जो मेगा प्रोजेक्ट्स चल रहे हैं, ये जो है ये इस तरह की आपदाएं हमारे लिए जो है अब रोजमर्रा की चीज हो जाएंगी। तो क्या हम उनसे सीख रहे हैं, क्या सबक ले रहे हैं? अभी मुख्यमंत्री जी कह रहे थे कि बिल्कुल जो है हमने कमेटी गठित की है और ये सब कुछ किया है, लेकिन जो है हम लगातार हमारा जो अनुभव है हम देख रहे हैं कि कोई सबक इससे नहीं लिए जा रहे हैं, कोई सबक नहीं सीखे जा रहे हैं। और जो इतना समय इसमें लग गया, 17 दिन नहीं लगने चाहिए थे, हमारे पास डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट की पूरी इकाई जो है जिला लेवल तक यहाँ है, डिस्ट्रिक्ट लेवल तक सब चीजें हैं, उसके बावजूद जो है शुरू के 2-3 दिन देखेंगे आप तो जो है कोई कोऑर्डिनेशन उसमें नहीं दिखाई देता है। और शुरू में ही जो है जो ये अप्रोच ले लिया गया कि इस टनल को कोई नुकसान नहीं होना चाहिए, बगैर टनल को नुकसान किए हुए हमको लोगों को निकालना है, तो उसने जो है इतना समय इसमें ले लिया। अगर हमने पहले ही ये अप्रोच अगर रखते कि भाई टनल रहे न रहे, लोग बचाए जाने चाहिए, तो शायद है कि इतना समय नहीं लगता। दूसरा जो आपका सवाल है, सवाल बिल्कुल आपका वाजिब है कि हिमालय का जो पूरा इलाका है, पूरा जो टेरेन है, ये बहुत कमजोर है, लगातार बन रहा है, यहाँ जो है इस तरह के मेगा प्रोजेक्ट्स भविष्य के लिए खतरनाक संकेत है। और अभी तो एक छोटी सी टनल है 4 किलोमीटर, 4.5 किलोमीटर की, रेलवे का जो प्रोजेक्ट चल रहा है जिसमें 8-8, 9-9 किलोमीटर की टनल बनने वाली है, और ये केवल एक टनल नहीं है, हम तो जहां जल विद्युत परियोजनाओं की सुरंगें हैं, टनल्स हैं, उनमें भी लगातार ऐसी दुर्घटनाएं होती रही हैं और हो रही हैं। तपोवन विष्णु घाट परियोजना जो एनटीपीसी बना रही है जोशीमठ में, उस परियोजना में सन 2009 में दिसंबर महीने में होल्डर आया, टीबीएम मशीन फंस गई, और आज 12 साल हो गए हैं वो टीबीएम मशीन हिली नहीं है, वही है, और लगातार वहां से पानी का रिसाव हो रहा है, कोई उसका जो है समाधान नहीं ढूंढा जा सका है। तो इसलिए ये कोई पहला एक्सपीरियंस नहीं है, ऐसे लगातार सुरंगों में ऐसी घटनाएं हो रही हैं, जहां ये रेलवे की सुरंगें बन रही हैं, वहां अभी सुरंगें पूरी हुई नहीं है, कंप्लीट नहीं हुआ काम, लेकिन उससे पहले ही वहां जो है शिकायतें आने लगी है, जमीनें धंसने लगी है, लोगों के मकानों में दरारें आने लगी है, पानी का रिसाव हो गया है शुरू। तो इसलिए अगर ये सुरंग कंप्लीट हो जाती जहां ये 41 लोग फंसे थे, तो कंप्लीट हो जाती और वहां ट्रैफिक चल रहा होता, तो उस समय क्या स्थिति बनती अगर 100-150 गाड़ियां उसके अंदर हों, ऐसा मलबा गिर जाए, तब क्या हो,
हजारों लोग। Dr. Krishna, isn't the big concern over here the bypassing of environmental safeguards? The fact that this project was broken into several smaller parts to ensure that on a piece of paper they could be cleared, as opposed to a holistic look at what this could happen, isn't that the real problem over here?
Most appropriately you have put it, and I think this whole approach to developmental activities and processes being pursued in the Himalayan region now needs to be revisited. And it is not that we have no background of this as far as thinking is concerned. Knowledge and information is there, as previous speakers have mentioned, that there have been series of incidents of landslide, land subsidence, earth tremors, earthquakes and other tectonic activities. But there is a framework called National Mission for Sustaining the Himalayan Ecology. It was designed way back in 2010 and revisited in 2014, 2017, 2021. But all these revisits have remained like only marginal. And there have been no serious effort to push that agenda of sustaining the Himalayan ecology. What is being pushed are the projects. Now, the projects are small bits and pieces here and there. They have a tendency to overlook the larger picture. Because Himalayas, you know, they are an entity by itself holistically. It is not just for this project there is a Himalaya, or that project it is another Himalaya. It is a range only. And that range has to be understood by an authority. And that range cuts across all the horizontals of states, all the verticals of central government, state government, local government. It cuts across everything. Mm-hmm. So there has to be a large authority. That is one point. And the second important lesson is that the processes we are following for designing and approval of the projects needs a lot serious revisit. Yeah. For example, in this project, like other projects, they have got environmental impact assessment and environmental clearance. What kind of clearance was given when the tunnel while under construction collapsed? So, which means that there was no serious understanding of how the Himalayan ecology is before giving the clearances. And last point I would say for the while is that the agencies have also to improve their capacities to handle these tasks. An agency which did not understand the, you know, the tunnel, geology of the tunnel, which did not understand then when it was going to collapse, and when it, once it collapsed, it did not know how to handle the collapse, which means there are serious issues of capacity development for the agencies that are involved in construction, particularly in the Himalayan region.
Ravikant, the ex-director of AIIMS, Rishikesh, what are some of the immediate health concerns that we should be aware of for these 41 workers? Physically, they may be all right, but the fact that they've been trapped in a relatively confined space for 17 days, what should doctors look out for?
Thank you very much, Vishnuji. And let me first start with the congratulating the central government, the state government, the machinist, the manual miners, and everyone in the leadership for doing a good job. As far as a medical situation comes, the first thing which comes to our mind, one is a hypothermia, and second is analysis by ATLS protocol. ATLS protocol is an advanced trauma life support system, which is the evaluation system all over the world that we do the primary survey and the secondary survey. In a very simple word, I would say we look for S for spine, A for airway, B for breathing, C for circulation, and then any fracture or anything. And apart from that, we look for lung edema or any oxygen or nutrition or infection element. And then some may require even a positive pressure oxygen therapy. All these things are available and situated thanks to central government under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister in AIIMS Rishikesh and at many other places as well. So the facilities do exist. I'm sure whatever is required will be done. AIIMS Rishikesh is also endowed with a landing for helicopter, which was started way back in 2016. And so we can transport at a short notice of 10 minutes, and we can give the best services as will be available either in Switzerland or USA or Europe.
Right.
The same facility where this there.
Brigadier Datta, you know, in terms of how this entire rescue operation was handled, all's well that ends well, but looking back at the last several days, is there anything that you would have wanted to have been done differently, or is this the way that, you know, it should have been handled?
Well, Vishnu, I think you summed it up well, that all is well that ends well. But, you know, having, you know, been associated with disaster management for a couple of decades, and I've been a secretary of Defense Crisis Management Group when I was in service, you know, there are a large number of issues which need to be addressed. You know, first of all, you know, the capabilities, like what Dr. Krishna has also highlighted. You see, whenever we are awarding, you know, such contracts and all, the capabilities of such companies should be, you know, checked. Their credentials should be checked. Their, you know, their logistic stamina, their standard operating procedures. Like what happened in Morbi Bridge when it collapsed. That was a, you see, a company which was making watches, and the contract was given. So what happens is that unless we carry out a work audit, unless we carry out the capability audit of these companies, they should not be awarded the contracts. Secondly, you see, we are always, you know, reactive. Why are we not proactive? Where are those regulatory authorities? What kind of checks were done? You know, what kind of, you know, safety measures were taken? Where were the SOPs? Were they followed or not? Now, you see, everything, these, it's a great achievement on part of our nation that, you know, all 41 people have come out and they are hale and hearty. And all the agencies fired well, and that's why they could hit the target. But, you see, still there are guidelines, there are advisories, but the problem is execution. The problem is whenever there is a crisis, you know, then we start digging the well. You have seen Tapovan crisis.
Yes.
There was a crisis, a similar crisis in, you know, Himachal, of course, on a very, very lower scale, where, you know, five mazdoors were trapped in. So we, instead of, you know, learning the lessons, after action reports will be made, everything will be done. But what we must do is, how have we applied these lessons? So people should know that...
These lessons really must be applied, Brigadier. I couldn't agree more.
Before I take a short break, I just wanted to go back to Atul Sati once. Atul ji, climate change ke baare mein hum baatcheet karte rehte hain. Himachal Pradesh aur Uttarakhand mein bhi kaafi barish ke karan landslides hote rahe, floods hote rahe hain. The Himalayas as it is are an extremely earthquake prone region. Ye ek aur potentially disastrous situation hai aur isme hum construction karna chahte hain. In terms of research and analysis, to expand infrastructure development in Uttarakhand, has enough been done?
जो आप कह रहे हैं कि अभी जो है दो दिन पहले ही यहाँ देहरादून में वाडिया इंस्टीट्यूट में एक सेमिनार में बोलते हुए जियोलॉजिस्ट ने कहा कि हिमालय में पिछले 100 साल में कोई बड़ा भूकंप नहीं आया है, रिक्टर स्केल पे 8 तक का भूकंप नहीं आया है और जमीन के नीचे बहुत सारी एनर्जी इकट्ठा हो गई है और किसी भी समय आने वाले समय में आने वाले 10-20-25 सालों में इतने बड़े पैमाने का रिक्टर स्केल पे जो 7 और 8 का भूकंप आ सकता है। अब जब वो भूकंप आएगा और पहले ही हमने हिमालय को इतने सारे टनल्स के जरिए खोखला कर दिया है तब जो है कितने बड़े विनाश को हम न्योता दे रहे हैं उसकी कल्पना ही की जा सकती है। तो इसलिए यहाँ जो है जैसे अभी पूर्व वक्ता ने भी कहा कि दोबारा से रीथिंक की जरूरत है कि किस तरह का डेवलपमेंटल वर्क यहाँ होना चाहिए। हम तो देख रहे हैं कि वो जो जोन है उत्तरकाशी वाला सेम यहाँ बद्रीनाथ में केदारनाथ में बद्रीनाथ में जिस तरह का निर्माण कार्य अभी चल रहा है वही सीमेंट कंक्रीट का जंगल आप यहाँ बनाना चाहते हैं वही केदारनाथ में वही बाकी जगह तो वो नहीं चलेगा। हिमालय बिल्कुल एक अलग वो है, यहाँ जो है पहले ही प्रकृति सुंदर है, यहाँ इसको और ज्यादा बिगाड़ने की जरूरत नहीं है, ना यहाँ बहुत ज्यादा चौड़ी सड़कों की जरूरत है। यहाँ तो जो कठिनाई है वही सौंदर्य है, वो जो कठिन रास्ता है उसी का यहाँ आनंद है। उसको आप वैसा ही जैसा मैदान में है वैसा बनाना चाहते हैं तो वो यहाँ टिकेगा नहीं, वो जो है यहाँ हिमालय के लिए इसके सस्टेनेबिलिटी के लिए यहाँ के बायोडाइवर्सिटी के लिए यहाँ की इकोलॉजी के लिए खतरनाक साबित होगा। इससे सबक लेने की जरूरत है, इसके अलावा क्या कहा जा सकता है।
वेल आई लाइक टू थैंक ऑल ऑफ यू जेंटलमैन वेरी मच फॉर बीइंग विद अस एंड शेयरिंग योर थॉट्स। आई विश वी हैड मेनी ऑफ दीज थॉट्स यू नो इन एडवांस ऑफ समथिंग लाइक दिस एक्चुअली टेकिंग प्लेस बट होपफुली दिस द लर्निंग यू नो विल सीप थ्रू। What I'd like to do now is actually go back to images from that site and just remind our viewers of what's happened in the last couple of hours. Finally, a breakthrough, finally success. The Chief Minister of Uttarakhand over there, Pushkar Singh Dhami, meeting the rescuers. The men on your screen over there are rescuers. And this was just and General V.K. Singh as well. And just after this, you know, you will see images of the rescued workers coming out. All 41 of them have been rescued after 17 days. It has been an absolutely harrowing 17 days. There you can see some of the rescuers over there. These were the people involved in that rat mining, which actually broke through that final few meters. Let's just go across now to NDTV's Saurabh Gupta, who's joined by one of the families of those who've made it out alive. Fortunately, all of them have made it out alive. Saurabh, across to you.
Well, you know, the families, of course, are in a celebratory mood. And in fact, I've seen smiles on the faces of the parents after many days. In fact, they've offered puja at the local temple of Lord Shiva in the village. And before they retire for the night, we'll just get in a quick word with Shobhi Pakhira's mother and father. She was the one who spoke to him on the phone after he came out. Apnar mukhe onek din pore apni hashi...
সৌভিক ফোন করে বললো মা চিন্তা করবে না আমি ভালোই আছি, সে আমার হাসছে যে আমি 17 দিন ভেতরে ছিলাম বলে বোঝাই যায়নি, আমার কিছুই প্রবলেম নেই শরীরে, ডাক্তাররা ওখানে দেখেছেন তবু হাসপাতালে সব নিয়ে যাবে বললো তারপর আমাদেরকে ছাড়বে।
আপনারা বেরোনোর পরেই পুজো দিতে গেলেন সেটা ব্যাপারে একটু বলুন।
পুজো দিতে গেলাম ভোলে বাবা গ্রামবাসী সব তো ভোলে বাবার জয়, ভোলে বাবাই তো তাকে উদ্ধার করেছে, সেখানে যে টানেলে যে ধস লেগেছিল সেই ধসের উপরে জলের আকৃতিতে ভোলে বাবা নিজে স্বয়ং দেখা দিয়েছে, তার ছবি সব সময় তার মাথা দিয়ে জল পড়ছে ভোলে বাবা, সেখানে প্রচুর লোক দর্শন নিচ্ছে ঠাকুরের সেই টানেলের সামনের যে মুখে, তাহলে বাবা তো নিজেই আছে। তারপর আমার ছোট ছেলে তারকেশ্বর যাচ্ছিল, একটা শিবের ত্রিশূল সামনে পড়ে যায়, সেই ত্রিশূলকে যে কুড়িয়ে এনেছে আমার ছেলে, আর আমার ছেলেরাই ওই ভোলে বাবাকে তারকেশ্বর থেকে নিয়েছিল।
That was Shobhik Pakira's mother, and of course, essentially narrating, you know, how faith in times of trouble takes center stage. And it's, of course, faith that also these families have lived with, that their son will finally be rescued. His father also with me again. খুব তাড়াতাড়ি এতদিন পরে একটা ভালো খবর, পুরো গ্রাম এই খবরটাকে সেইভাবেই অ্যাকসেপ্ট করেছে। আপনারাও নিশ্চয়ই আজকে অনেক দিন পরে রাত্রিরে একটা শান্তভাবে শুতে পারবেন।
আমরা খবর পেয়ে 41 জন বাইরে বেরিয়েছে, সবাই খুশিতে আছে। আমাদের গ্রামের লোকও সবাই খুশি হয়েছে যে অনেক দিনের পর, সবাই চিন্তায় ছিলেন যে কিভাবে বার হবে, এতগুলো ছেলে আটকে পড়েছে। সরকার অনেক সহযোগিতা করেছেন, অনেক জায়গা থেকে মেশিন পত্র নিয়ে এসে ভালোভাবে ছেলেদের সুরক্ষিতভাবেই বার করা হয়েছে। সে নিয়ে হসপিটালে চিকিৎসার জন্য গেছে।
You know, this is not how a village looks like at this time of the night. It's 9:45. Usually everyone's retired for the evening in bed, but again you can see villagers thronging the home of Shobhik Pakira. And what the family is essentially saying is, A, they are relieved that everyone has been brought out safely. They've offered prayers. And, you know, I think what perhaps also takes center stage is, you know, the mention of faith and how everyone, you know, essentially praying and hoping for a rescue and that coming true, and therefore offering prayers at the local village temple after this news of the rescue came in and after his mother was able to speak to him on the phone, where, of course, she narrated that he told him everything's fine, we've been taken care of, and finally they're out of the tunnel. But again, you know, there will now, of course, now that the rescue is over, now that these men are out, there will be questions on how to perhaps avoid such situations in the future.
All right, thank you, Saurav, very much for joining us. So welcome scenes over there for that family. And you can imagine the scene in so many other families across India. All 41 of the miners who've been trapped for 17 days have been rescued. The last 24 hours have been absolutely fantastic. Miners manually digging through the remaining stretch made remarkable progress, and the breakthrough took place a couple of hours back. These are the rescuers there on your screen. We will be broadcasting images later on of those who've been rescued as well. They are all well. And this is a situation which has come to a fortunate end with no lives being lost. We'll take a short break up after that. We've got more reactions of what's happened in Uttarkashi in the last couple of hours. Stay tuned.